Shopping Tunnel. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Melissa Colby. She's the program coordinator for Riley County Seniors Service Center here in Manhattan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. It's always good catching up with the latest happenings out there. And imagine this time of year, as we gear up for summer, it's getting a little busier.
You're exactly right. We do. We have, you know, we're just a little bit over that hump of May, mid-May, and so we have a few things left going on that we want to make sure people know about, some great presenters coming into the center to speak. So just want to highlight those real quick and then maybe also give a sneak peek into what we've got coming up in June. Okay. So, yeah. So May, next week on Tuesday, we have climatologist Dr. Mary Knapp. She's going to come in and talk about Kansas weather predictions, and it's going to be specific to our area. We all know how dangerous and unpredictable, you know, our Kansas weather can be. So we hope people will join us for this presentation for a peek into our forecast. She's going to talk about the upcoming spring and summer weather predictions for our area, including predictions for severe weather, tornado, rain, and even how hot we might see these summer temps get. So people can call the center. And I do, before I get too far into this, I just want to remind people that our programs are open to the public. So if you're not a member of the center, you still can call in and sign up, get your name on our RSVP list so that you can attend one of our programmings or all of our programmings. And they're also free. So they're free of charge. Again, if you're not a member, you can still join. And then again, so that's next week, Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, following that up, we have a presentation by Lori Harrison, who is the Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator. And her presentation is titled, Are You Prepared? So again, talking about Kansas weather and that severe weather, we just want to make sure that everyone knows their safety plan. And disaster preparedness is having that established plan for whether it's a thunderstorm, wind, hail, lightning, talk of floods lately, and then also how to put a plan in place. And as well as if weather strikes when you're not at home, you know, what if you're in a public building? What if you're on the road? So just the importance of having that plan and being able to quickly put it into action. And then she's also going to talk about the countywide notification system that people can sign up for their mobile phone so that they do get those alerts, you know, very quickly. And she's going to bring the information so that people can sign up that day at the center. So that those two, I think, are certainly important information to us, you know, in the upcoming months, you know, weather related. And then we also have the week following, the last week of May, Kevin Larson, he is going to do his presentation that I think a lot of people are familiar with called The Blue River Valley Before the Dam. So he has a wonderful presentation filled with copies of old newspapers, magazine articles, slideshow to really illustrate what the Blue River Valley was like before Tuttle Creek Dam was built. And then, of course, obviously that flooded out that valley. And according to Kevin, this is going to be a great trip down memory lane of a land that once was. So this one's definitely meant to be informative and will be informative, but also just fun. I think it's always fun seeing those historical pieces, really, of a time that wasn't all too long ago. So, and then we'll end our month on Wednesday the 29th, and we're going to celebrate National Senior Health and Fitness Day. And this is a national day. It's held annually is a nationwide health and fitness event for older adults. And so people can celebrate with us at the center that day by attending one of our two strength training classes in the morning. We have a 10:15 class as well as an 11 a.m. class at the center. And then in the afternoon after lunch, they can attend our fairly newer beginning line dancing class. But that one has been very popular and got off to a great start. That one's a lot of fun too. Again, it's beginning line dancing, so okay. People don't have to feel like they, you know, have to be a very experienced dancer. And again, that one, that's just a lot of fun. And the fitness classes, in addition to being, you know, health and wellness related, really also provide that social piece. So so that's kind of how we're ending our month of May.
And I have to say kudos to the Riley County Emergency Management Services. They're doing a good job here this week and next week getting everybody – get that information out there.
Yes, absolutely. It is absolutely important in light of, you know, the current happenings. And when I reached out to them back in April to get her on our calendar, she was so gracious and absolutely, yes, I'll be there. What can I bring? And tell me what all you want me to cover. And just making sure that she makes sure – that she gets the information out to all the individuals. So, yeah.
And I think it'll be good, too, because I'm sure a lot of the older community maybe not as versed on some of the technology here of how to get some of these notifications.
Right, those notifications. And, you know, a lot of our older adults, they do have the mobile phones or the cell phones, but it's when it comes to things like signing up for alert systems and things like that, they're not always sure about. So if we can help them get signed up, then it's just going to pop up on their phone. So, yeah, they're in the know, which is important. Yeah.
All right. So that's the May event. So what's coming up in
June? Yeah, so just a quick peek at June. We will have a presentation by Valley View Memorial Park about planning for a loss and the importance of pre-planning. And then Mathis Physical Therapy will join us twice in June on two separate dates. The first time they're going to talk about standing up from falling down, and then later in the month with the topic more balance, less falls. So, and I, also too regarding these programs in June and also for May, anybody can get onto our website to find the exact days and times for these programs if they are interested and want to sign up for them. So then also in June, we have a presentation by Mary Mertz, the Native Stone Scenic Byways, and that's a wonderful slideshow presentation that she will give to our attendees. And then we also have Alana Parker from the Riley County Historical Museum. We love when she comes. She does a wonderful job with her presentations, and she's going to also do a slideshow presentation called A Virtual Downtown Manhattan Walking Tour. So that's sure to be fun. I just got a sneak peek at her presentation yesterday, and she's going to talk about that six-block area of downtown Manhattan and kind of give us an idea of what it was and then how it's evolved over the years. So that's just a very small preview of June. And again, all those programs will be announced in our June newsletter. And again, I wanted to remind listeners that our programs are open to the public, and anybody can go on our website, and they also can stay up to date with what is happening by liking our Facebook page as well. So, and again, just to, you know, I mentioned signing up for any of these if they're interested. All you have to do is call the center and get your name on that specific date for the presentation. Just put your name down, kind of like an RSVP. Again, these are free and open to the public.
And again, the events next week, the Talk with Mary Knapp, that's at 10:30 on Tuesday.
Correct.
And then the Laurie Harrison one is on Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Correct. That is correct. So, yep, next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Yep. Super important information for both of those days. So, yeah.
Okay. Anything else we should know about coming up at the Senior Center?
You know, our programs are constantly growing and evolving. We're adding new things. We've got some wonderful people in our community who are always reaching out to us and offering to come in and provide a presentation on such a wide array of topics. And I feel like we do a great job of providing an array of topics. Some of our stuff is simply fun and entertaining, while other stuff, such as the two programs coming up next week, are absolutely vital information for people to know. And we cover topics from everything from what's going on, you know, in our community to health and wellness. And then again, the importance of providing that social piece. That's very important, you know, as adults age. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Are you guys set on volunteers here?
We love volunteers. Okay. We just had a very successful fabric sale earlier this week, and that's another one we could not have done without our volunteers. We rely heavily on volunteers from our meal program to some of our fundraisers. So if it weren't for those volunteers not only working the sale on Wednesday but also helping us set up, they priced everything. They put a lot of work into that sale, so we're greatly appreciative for those volunteers. So if anybody is wanting to volunteer, just give us a call, and we can let you know kind of where our current focus is and where we could use some help, and see if that works with their schedule.
Okay.
So, yeah.
check them out online, seniorservicecenter.org, or give them a call. And what's the phone number again?
537-4040.
Okay.
So, yep.
Thank you so much,
Melissa.
Thank you. And thanks for coming out, and we'll talk to the Senior Center again next month. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.